Manu Patra alerts dated the 8th of October 2018. Supreme Court has required the Reserve Bank of India to convey its decision as to the lowering of floating rates for loans to the advantage of the consumers. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a fresh PIL against the Rafale deal between India and France. Delhi High Court has allowed the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to file a closure report in the missing case of Jawaharlal Nehru University, JNU, student Najib Ahmed, who mysteriously disappeared in October in 2016. Supreme Court has granted interim relief to the Delhi University law student who was earlier not allowed to write her exams as she had missed her classes due to pregnancy. Supreme Court has said extrajudicial confession is a weak piece of evidence, but can be acted upon to convict a person if a court is satisfied that it is voluntary. Supreme Court has held that the Kerala High Court was justified in making appointments of 66 Munsif magistrates selected pursuant to the advertisement issued in the year 2013. Delhi High Court has directed initiation of contempt proceedings against a senior police officer for filing misleading and incorrect information in a status report submitted to the court. Bombay High Court has issued notices to the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting over a plea seeking regulation of the content of web series or other programs which are broadcast directly through the internet. Delhi High Court has pulled up state government for the deplorable condition of the Avkusha drain in the South Extension area and asked the government to get it cleaned at the earliest and ensure that it does not become a mosquito breeding ground. Delhi High Court has ordered Delhi University to allow the inspection of answer sheet to a former student under RTI by refusing to stay the CIC order against which the varsity had approached the court. Bombay High Court has held that domestic violence cases filed against relatives who do not live in the married couple's household but regularly visit them are not tenable. Bombay High Court has directed the Maharashtra government to ensure that Ki Education Scheme Sarva Shikshar Abhiyan is implemented in state-run homes for children with mental deficiency. Bombay High Court has asked Pune Municipal Corporation, PMC, if they are aware of the exact reason for the collapse of Mutta Canal Wall, which supplies water to Pune City from Kadakwasl Dam. Madras High Court has stayed further proceedings in a defamation case against DMK Chief M.K. Stalin filed in 2012. Madras High Court has directed the state to allot alternate land to the Tamil Nadu State Transport Corporation, TNSTC, Tirunelveli, in lieu of the 0.5 hectare land near Palayam Kottai which was in the corporation's possession since 1989 and was recently allotted to legal heirs of the said property. Calcutta High Court has asked state government to keep on hold its payout scheme to Durga Puja till the next hearing of matter. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has ordered liquidation of Ratna Stores Private Limited. Order came after a committee of lenders failed to find bidders for revival of the company as part of the resolution process. A U.S. District Court in Michigan has denied the Mahindra's motion for a preliminary injunction that would have prevented Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, FCA, U.S. LLC from bringing a complaint against it in the U.S.'s International Trade Commission, USITC.